It's Tuesday here at Bear Country 95.3, and every Tuesday morning just before 8 o'clock, a visit from Mick from Montague Web Works. And Mick, you brought some friends of yours here this morning.
Yes, I did. Morning, Governor.
Mick is from Montague Web Works, our Montague Web Works website of the week. Where are we going when we go online?
Today we're going to go to muttonandmead.com.
And I understand we find an event there.
That's right. It's about an event that's going to be happening in Montague June 18th. It's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up. It's sort of like a Renaissance fair, but specifically it's a medieval festival.
I've heard Renaissance fairs before. I've heard about King Richard's Fair.
That's right.
Out in the eastern part of the state.
Yep.
Is this what we're looking forward to?
More or less, yeah. It's based in an earlier time period, and I brought along some of the people that are working on the fair with me. Here we have Buffy Donovan and Jim Brule.
Hello, Buffy. Hello, Jim.
Good day to you.
Ah, so we are already in character.
Oh, indeed. In character as much as I can be.
So when people go to the Mutton and Mead Festival, which is on Saturday, June 18th, describe to people what they are walking into when they walk into this festival.
Well, they should be walking into a medieval time where there is a tavern.
The finest tavern in all the realm, the Mutton and Mead, I may add. They shouldst be jolly and merry, and rumor has it there might be a scoundrel showing up, goes by the name of Robin Hood.
He's not a scoundrel.
Oh, I meant to say reported scoundrel. I do not believe he's a scoundrel, though.
I've heard about this Robin Hood character before.
That's right.
And I know he's a troublemaker. But that shouldn't keep people from going to the Mutton Mead Festival.
Well, he's actually the good guy at the festival, because this is a festival for the people.
So, exactly what is mutton?
Well, mutton is from sheep, right?
Oh, yeah, lamb.
Lamb.
Lamb it is.
Lamb.
And mead.
Oh, the finest brew made from honey it is.
And this will all be available at the festival.
Oh, indeed. That's in many, many others.
So when people plan on going to the Mutton Mead Festival, should they dress up? Or do they have to get into character to go to this festival?
There is not a need to be in character. However, it may be a bit more enjoyable.
Uh-huh.
Well, it would add to the atmosphere, I believe you call it.
And
so if they wanted to show up as regular folk, they could do that as well.
So obviously it's going to be an entertaining experience.
That's right.
Will there be food available?
There'll be a lot of food vendors selling all kinds of stuff, not just mutton. So if you want your hot dog, there'll be hot dogs there, although these folks here don't know what hot dogs are.
Do you?
Hot dog?
So if it's not mutton that you will be eating at the Mutton and Mead Fair, what would you be partaking in?
Oh, the kids to have smoked turkey legs, mayhaps a bit of chicken on a steak, I believe they call it, some such like that.
And when people aren't eating, what will they be viewing? I understand there's certain activities.
Oh, aye, there will be performers about. There will be some singing, there will be some dancing, there may be even some sword play here and there.
We'll have some falconry, demonstrations, we may even have a cannon, we're still determining.
Cannon! Oh, good job, well indeed.
We'll have to find out what the town bylaws are when
it
comes to
working that
cannon
out.
Firing.
Light it and get out of the way. That's generally the law when it comes to cannon.
Now, the Mutton and Mead Festival is coming up on Saturday, June 18th, and you're directing people to go online to the website to find more about the festival. What else will they find?
Vendors will find information if they want to vend. Performers and other volunteers will find out information if they want to do that. And people can sign up for the mailing list. We will, as we get closer to the date, send more and more information out about what's coming, who signed on, what kind of performing and acting is going to be there.
But people should be circling this date in June, right now.
Right now. Just put it aside and forget about anything else you may want to do, because this is going to be an historic day in Montague.
It's going to be at the Millers Falls Rod and Gun Club from 10 until 6 p.m. It's the Mutton and Mead Festival, and more information is online at our Bear Country 95.3 Montague Web Works website of the week, which is muttonandmead.com. Thanks for stopping by today.
Safe journeys to you.